Welcome once again to the WRTI Performance Studio. My name is J. Michael Harrison. I host The Bridge right here at WRTI 90.1. And as always, it's truly a pleasure to be here with you, bringing you a another Facebook Live session. And today we have a cat and cats that I've known, it seems like, forever. They've been on the scene for a minute and have done wonderful, wonderful, wonderful music. That's three wonderfuls, by the way.
Three forever.
And, you know, as always, man, it's great to have Warren Ory and the Arpeggio Jazz Ensemble hang out with us here at WRTI. You know, Warren, you've been a soldier in many respects, man.
Oh,
Started this ensemble back in the 70s.
Yes,
and
79.
Continue right. to maintain with various members throughout. The Lifeline Music Coalition comes on, right. And you produce festivals. You know, as I joked with Maureen Malloy, you're like the hardest working man, definitely in Philadelphia show business.
Well, I'm just so fortunate to know so many talented people. That's really what it's about, you know. So they make it easy for me.
Yeah. No, well, the folks that you have around, you definitely play a significant role.
Yes.
You're here today ahead of a couple of performances coming up on, I believe, the 4th of September?
Yes, the 4th of September, we're doing a pre-festival performance at the Woodmere Art Museum September the 4th from 6 to 8 p.m., 9201 Germantown Avenue. And we'll be featuring Eric Mantel on piano, as well as Nasir on saxophone.
Nasir Dickerson.
Dickerson.
Outstanding. And then the big shindig takes place on the 15th of September out
That's
on
correct.
South Street.
Right at the corner of 15th and South is where I'll have the main stage. And that's September the 15th from 2 p.m. to 10 p.m. Have about 9 or 10 groups lined up, as well as a group in Bob and Barbara's, because you know we got to have the juke joint happening. And, you know, we're looking, I got Sam Reed on this one, and of course, I got Suzette Ortiz doing a little Latin jazz.
So this is the sixth annual?
This is the
Philadelphia
sixth
United.
Annual Philadelphia United Jazz Festival, right.
And there's a certain theme that you're pushing.
Undefeated jazz.
So before we go into our first tune, can you give us a little insight on what's going on with undefeated jazz?
Well, you know, for many years they tried to say our music is, by our music, I mean what a lot of people call jazz, and what is jazz is dead, is dying, it'll never last, it's going this way, going that way. But it's like it's like some cats I knew from the Airborne, strong and solid, undefeated. I don't care how many waves come at us.
Outstanding.
Undefeated.
Beautiful.
Undefeated. And that's how I feel this music is.
So we're going to come back and meet the band in a little bit.
But cool.
But before we do that, let's maybe hear a tune.
All right.
What is this piece that we're going to hear?
This is a piece called Ridge Avenue Swing, which was a tune that I did for a movie by Harmony Image Productions. It's called Touching Bass. And this was one of the tunes from the movie. And interestingly enough, they're showing the movie tonight and tomorrow at Scribe Video.
How about that?
Yeah, ain't that deep, you know? This is just one of the tunes from the movie. I did the whole soundtrack for the movie.
Outstanding.
So it's one of the tunes.
So without any further ado, this is the Arpeggio Jazz Ensemble right here on WRTI 90.1. It's Facebook Live. Enjoy.
Thank you.
outstanding. Undefeated jazz. Once again, that's the Arpeggio Jazz Ensemble. My man Warren Ory's in the house, and as usual, man, this is a killer band that you have with you. So why don't we take a second and maybe have you introduce the members of the band?
All right. Well, our Congetto, we've been rolling together for a long time through thick and thick. My main man, Doug Pablo Edwards on congas. And of course, been all over the world with Juju and just doing everything. I'm spoiled when it comes to drummers. My man Juju on the drums.
My main man. You know, I got on him a little bit today because he didn't bring his mask with him.
Oh yeah, well,
he's been known to bring the mask.
We're trying to bring it back out.
We're gonna make that up.
Yeah. Oh wait. Don't he have it on?
That is the mask. Okay. I understand now. Okay.
Yeah, he got it on. And one of the newest cats that's been rolling with us from North Carolina. He's been in Philly, I think, 3 or 4 years, but we've been working together kind of steady, and it's really a pleasure. My man Larry Price on alto.
It's great to have all of you guys here today.
But I just want to give a quick shout out to Umar, our sax player, who's been dealing with some other issues right now and can't be with us, but always in spirits. I just want to give a shout out to Umar Rahim.
Yeah, mean saxophonist for sure.
Yes. So
as I mentioned, man, there's always a lot going on with you, and that's a beautiful thing.
Yes, it is.
You know, the Lifeline Music Coalition, mm-hmm. which has been around for how long now?
20 years, about.
Wow. So that's an organization that, you know, I think many folks out there in the Philadelphia area and beyond remember the West O'Glain Jazz Festival, which was, you know,
that
a really
was our
incredible
baby.
Experience.
That
yeah.
was our baby.
And co-producing that, I know, mm-hmm. had to be special for you.
Yes.
But to have that as a reference and the poetry, Philadelphia Music and Poetry Festival that you did before.
Yeah,
that.
Right. 2003, I think we did that.
Really, really wonderful activity. But all of that is a reference for where you are now and allows you to
know,
do the things that you
each
do.
Each thing is like a relay race. Mm-hmm. Each thing tags on to the other thing. And of course, you know, I want to give a shout out to my business partner, Graziella, who is with me with Lifeline Music Coalition. And, you know, together we've been rolling since 2000, you know, so
it's beautiful.
It's been great. It's been real great.
I want to keep the music going.
Okay.
Where are we headed next?
Okay, we're going to do something called Hot and Spicy. You know, jazz is a big house with a lot of rooms, and this is one of those rooms.
Okay. Hot and Spicy.
Hot and Spicy.
Once again, right here on WRTI. This is Facebook Live from the WRTI Performance Studio. We're very fortunate to have the Arpeggio Jazz Ensemble in the house, and they're about to get hot and spicy. So watch out.
how you like your food. I like mine hot and spicy. What about your relationships? Yeah, make them hot and spicy. Don't forget that lifestyle, lifestyle, lifestyle. Make it hot and spicy. How about your conversation? Might as well make it hot, red hot and spicy. You're sizzling, baby. You're sizzling. You got me wiggling. Oh, wiggling, baby. Make it hot, red hot, hot and spicy.
I got a little scared on that one, Warren. hot and spicy on a day in Philadelphia where
it's hot and spicy
for sure. you know, I was concerned about Juju on that one.
Yeah, I'm always concerned about
Juju. But again, we're very fortunate to have the Arpeggio Jazz Ensemble hang out with us right here at WRTI 90.1. Man, you are about nine albums/CDs in at this point.
Yeah, actually started off with the real album. You know, that was Lili.
Lili.
And made about 8 CDs since then.
What's coming down the pipe?
Well, I've got, you know, that Undefeated Jazz is hitting in my head, man. I think we're going to hear Undefeated Jazz next. You know, I'd like to get into the studio around maybe towards the end of the year. You know, I always like to record in the winter. And so we might be hearing some Undefeated Jazz, you know, on a CD.
Yeah, well, as we've been chatting, man, you have worn a lot of hats, you know, from the Poe Jazz Connection,
oh, man.
To larger ensembles, big band ensembles and things like that. Yes. Is there a preference?
As long as I'm playing the bass, man, you know, that's really it. Because, again, I'm fortunate to be working with some real great cat, and it's not even so much their skills as musicians. They're good people, you know. They're good people, and we have a good time when we go on the road. You know, we're all having a good time, particularly with Juju, you know. But
you know, I am hesitant. But Ward, I'm going to ask you to pass the microphone to Pablo for a second. You know, one, because you know, with those white frame glasses on, we got to see you. But secondly, man, you've been a part of this ensemble for a minute now. How many years has it been for you?
1993.
Yeah. What has the experience been like for you teaming up with these guys?
It's been great because playing this band, I get an opportunity to express myself. You know, I'm not limited to what I'm able to do. You know, and it's just, we got a motto, saying, rhythm, the drum is the heartbeat of the music.
The drum is the heartbeat, yes, sir.
The drum is the heartbeat, just like your heart. It's always some rhythm. I hear rhythm in everything. Water dripping, cars, backfires, I'm always hearing a tune. So it's just like a blessing, you know, to be here today, to be able to do this and express, you know, the music. Jazz.
Well, it's great to have you here for sure. Now I'm going to get even more daring.
Uh-oh.
And ask you to pass that microphone to Juju if we can get it to him.
It's an honor to give it to Juju.
Juju, it's great to have you here, man. You know, Juju listens to me quite often on Friday nights on
That's
the
right,
bridge,
yeah.
And it's greatly appreciated. And, you know, I've been a fan of your drum work for a long time, man. It's great to have you here with us today.
Thank you, man.
But, you know, again, man, hanging out with Pablo and Warren and Larry and Umar and Barry Sams and all the cats over the years, you know, what has arpeggio meant to you?
Difference of spirits, you know, different styles of playing. I like everything.
Okay. All right. There you go. All inclusive. Short
right.
and sweet.
Right.
Outstanding. All right. Why don't you pass that back to Warren? I'm going to go over to Larry just for a second. Just for a second. He's here. We got to use him up. You know, you're somewhat new to the arpeggio experience, but again, man, having an opportunity to connect with musicians like this, what does it mean for Larry?
Well, I appreciate the opportunity to connect with these brothers. You know, it's it's unusual to get the opportunity to conversate with people that are not limited in their conversation. There's not a lot of preconceived ideas, so. You know, oftentimes thoughts can come about without judgment, and that's unusual, and I appreciate it, man, you know.
Outstanding. I think we have time for one more.
Okay.
So if you can maybe set up this last tune.
Right. Well, you know, one of our favorite places to go has been Brazil.
Brazil.
Bahia, Brazil. And this is a composition by Juju. Of course, we got a chance to hang with a you know, there's plenty of drum societies in Brazil, and we got a chance to hang with one of them called Araquito. And so Juju wrote a tune for him called Araquito.
Outstanding. We'll come back in a bit, wrap up, give all the information about the festival activity. But right now, we're going with Juju
Araquito.
To Brazil. Outstanding. Thank you.
out of Quito, out of Quito. La 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 la. Yo 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 yo. Uche uche. Puerta Castosa. Capoeira, capoeira. Out of Quito, out of Quito. La 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 la. Yo yo yo. La 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 la. Yo yo yo. Out of Quito. Out of Quito. Hey, capoeira. Ho, capoeira. Ah, la la. Oh, la la. Out of Quito. Huerta. Huerta Gastosa.
That's amazing.
Thank you.
You know,
for the composer.
Juju. Thank you. Great to have you guys here today.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, no, it's always a pleasure, man. You know, again, I've been fortunate to be connected to you before the WRTI days.
Yeah, man.
And the wonderful music that you've produced as the Arpeggio Jazz Ensemble, and it's always a beautiful thing. Again, we want to encourage folks to get some more of this.
Yes.
And a whole lot more of music coming down the pike.
Yeah.
Again, Woodmere Art Museum.
On September the 4th, that's next Tuesday, September the 4th, from 6 to 8 p.m. Woodmere is located at 9201 Germantown Avenue. And by the way, starting October the 5th, I produce a music series there every season, and we'll be starting that season October the 5th every Friday from 6 to 8 p.m. But for the pre-festival event coming up, that's next Tuesday with Eric Mintel and Nasir Dickerson. And then, of course, the festival.
You taking it to the streets?
Taking it to the streets. You know, I love hanging on them corners, particularly 15th and South, where that goes back. So we'll be there with a big stage at 15th and South from 2 to 10 p.m. That's two Saturdays, September the 15th. And it's a free event. I need to mention that. It is a free event. And we're going to have at least 8 or 9 bands on the stage and one band in the juke joint. And we're going to just have some fun. The only requirement, the only prerequisite is just come to have some fun, have a good time. We're going to have all kinds of music. Jazz is a big house with a lot of rooms. We're going to have a lot of those rooms on that stage. So come on and check it out. We're closing out that particular portion, that show, with Jeff Bradshaw.
Okay. So, great trombonist.
Yes. And, you know, I hesitate to say headliners, because to me, everybody's a headliner.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're on the stage, you're a headliner.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying? But Jeff, of course, has, you know, a different kind of following,
mm-hmm.
and we want to attract that too. So we invited Jeff to be a part of this festival. So
it should be a spectacular event.
Yes.
Yeah, it should be wonderful.
I'm looking forward to it.
Thank you.
Thank you, brother.
To all of you. And always a pleasure, man. Congratulations on everything.
Thank you, brother.
And we're signing off on Facebook Live.
All right.
All right.
Man.
Great to have you guys with us right here again, WRTI Performance Studio. My name is J. Michael Harrison, and they are the Arpeggio Jazz Ensemble. Pow. That's a wrap. That's a Riz app. That's a Riz app. All clear.
Salad.
That's
like
it.
That pow, my son says, "What salad mean, Dad?" He says, "Salad means like everything."
Just pow. Tell him it's like the John.
Yeah, it's like the John. Yeah. They got their new.
Jimmy John.
We say, "Chunky."
Like the John.
Chunky, so thank you.
Man, great job.
Pleasure.
Great job. How'd that go, Griffin?
That was perfect.
It was perfect, right, man.
Killing.
Thank you for your help, man.
Yeah, if it's not too much trouble, just one picture.
Oh, yeah. Can we get a photograph?
Yeah, quick photo. You know,
so oh, sure.
Y'all together. Okay.
Let's get some.
Juju, take that mask
Pablo,
off, man.
Come on over here so you can break the camera.
I told Juju to take the mask off.
Yeah. Take the mask off, Juju.
Come on, Juju. You don't need it now, man. Yeah,
all right, so. He can even stay back there if he wants. Juju, you
stay back on the Kungas?
Stay back there. You want to keep the band in place? Or is that,
sure.
Does that
I mean,
work?
Y'all can just do whatever you want to
but
do.
But just get in closer.
Yeah, just
don't ever tell us
to do it. It's better than a phony background, so come on.
So why don't you get one by
how about just there
and then jump in?
And then you step in there. Yeah. All right, cool. One, two.
Get off the phone, man.
I want to use mine, too.
Okay.
All right, cool.
Now let me get in for one, and then we'll get yours. Let me get in for one.
All right.
Put yours there. We're going to get yours after he gets another one.